بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم استاذ ده شعر وعارف بالله حضرت اختر صدر معنا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صدر نور الله مرقده The title is سکون دل در مجلس اہل دل سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤ سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤ کسے غم جان دل سناؤ کسے میں زخم جی کر دی کسے غم جان دل سناؤ کسے میں زخم جگر دکھاؤ یہ دنیا والے تو بھی وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے یہ دنیا والے تو بے وفا ہے وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہے پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤ پھر ان کو دل دے کہ زندگی کو جفا سے آہنگ کیوں بناؤ سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی جاؤ یہ بت غلام ان کا بنو تو کیوں کر غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گٹاؤں غلام کا بھی غلام بن کر میں اپنی قیمت کو کیوں گٹاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جی ڈر بھی یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا
مگر نشے من جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں مگر نشے من جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جگر بھی جاؤں مجھے ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے تو اخجل سکون دل گر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن کمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن کمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جگر بھی جاؤں کسے غم جان و دل کسے میں زخم جگر ٹکاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جگر بھی جاؤں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ali Billah, Rumi Waqt Abrezi Zamana, Mujaddidi Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Maqadahu, who Hazrat has found his purpose and object of life to find Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and get the great love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala penetrated in his heart. So with all that experience of life from a young man, 16, 17 year old man, standing in the company of the great lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so only a person like Hazrat and those that will follow suit like our Shaykh, they can explain to us how can we get the real purpose of life. And everybody in life, you ask what you want, I want peace of mind. I want peace in my life. And Allah ta'ala has sent us here to get peace. But unfortunately, we're looking for it where it doesn't lie. Somebody is looking for it in a big business, somebody in a new car, somebody in a new house, somebody in some degree, somebody in politics. It doesn't lie there at all. Allah says, where you will learn, where you will find the peace of mind and peace of heart. Sukoon dil dar majlis ahli dil. The peace of mind and peace of heart, you'll only find it at the threshold in the majlis of the people who got heart. We all got hearts, but those people who have valued their heart and given their heart to the person, the being who have given you a heart, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. You give your heart to Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, those hearts, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is there, those hearts that now they have given their heart to Allah, and then Allah fills that heart with sakina. Sakina is not a woman that you get peace there from, you get more worries. And you get more problems.
Sakina is that special nur that comes in the heart of a person, that now he's got such peace and tranquility, he can't explain it to anybody. And Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions, فَلَا تَعْلَمْ نَفْسُ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيْنٍ. No other, even the awliya themselves, no one can explain to one another what peace and contentment and what coolness Allah Ta'ala has given them in their heart. So Hazrat says that when I sat in the company of my great awliya Allah, then I found the peace and contentment of heart in the majalis. That is, here we come to learn how to draw from the heart of our Shaykh that peace and contentment, that is that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala says very emphatically and clearly, Allah bi zikrillah. Listen attentively, it's only with the zikr of Allah. When your zikr of Allah, it starts with your tasbih in your hand, but it must go into your brains and into your heart. It means you must be soaked in the zikr of Allah, which means in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll get peace of mind. So Hazrat says that wherever today people are looking for peace of mind, that in better jobs, in better businesses, so from one country you run into another country, that there there's more green pastures, there there's more opportunities, there there's more security. Hazrat says, Siwai tere koi tikana nahi ya Rab, jidhar bhi jao. That, O Allah, besides your threshold, that I can run anywhere else in the world, I won't get peace and contentment. I won't get a tikana, I won't get a place to live with peace, that I can do all my work. And my real work is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, you do your few matters of dunya, which Allah will make so easy. So wherever we can run, yes, you make the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, had to make hijrat and leave their homes to go and be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They left all their belongings together in Makkah Sharif, and they went with nothing, and yet they found peace and contentment. Why? They were looking for Allah, and they found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever we go, if we go for the pleasure of Allah, from one place to another place, then you'll find peace. But if you go for dunya reasons, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whichever niyyah to make hijrat, that is what you will find. If you're going to another place that you're going to get married to a woman and stay there, then you'll only find death. You won't find peace, you'll find more headaches in your life. So Hazrat says that I have to make this effort, and I found this peace and happiness when I sat in the company of the friends of Allah. And from when? From a young boy, 16, 17 year old boy, and coming out from a wealthy family also, but staying in villages with old, great pious servants of Allah. So Hazrat says that to go through these conditions and find Allah, it is not so easy, but join the company of the friends of Allah. Then you'll see, as young as you are, you'll be able to go through the villages and you'll find Allah. Then you won't be able to explain, ke gham jaan wa dil sunao, kisse mein gham zakhm e jigar sikao. That who can I explain the true stories of my grief, how I found Allah? Who will understand that how I spend my youth in the company of the lovers of Allah? We won't understand. We'll say this man is mad, this boy is mad. Where is living in the village? But those are real mad people who found the love of Allah. And that also, not only just to say they were so easy, now to suppress your desires as a young man. What desires you got? And how Shaitan will entice you. Masturbation, this, that. Then after that, as you become matured and control your nafs, then other desires come, that people must know me, people must regard me as the favorite of my Shaykh. All that, Hazrat says, those were rakhme jigar, those are the wounds that came onto my heart. Who am I going to show that? Allah knows, and Allah Ta'ala is so kind and merciful. Inna Allah la yudiyu ajra al-muhsineen. Those that are looking for ihsan, that connection with Allah, Allah doesn't destroy their good. Allah knows every good of theirs. What pain they go through, what difficulty they go through. And that is why Hazrat used to say, if you give your youth to Allah, Allah will keep your youth forever. You'll become an old man, but you'll have strength more than a young boy. And we see like our Shaykh, Mashayikh, they get old, but what strength they get. We go for one supper, just one place, and you say, I'm tired. They carry on and carry on, and spreading the love of Allah till midnight also. and they don't feel tired. So Hazrat says, Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai, wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. We looking for peace and contentment in all the activities of dunya, as we explain in degrees, in businesses, in all those things. Hazrat says, the whole dunya put together, and all those places where you would think that just the first person, he will do it. You think he's a rich man, very kind man, he'll give me a good job, etc. Hazrat says, Ye dunya wale, the whole dunya, who are not connected to Allah, they are bound, they are wafa, they are just loyal. They'll just need you, use you till they need you. They'll even give you good perks, etc. And when they need you, don't need you, they'll just put you on the side. So they don't, and this is not Allah's system. The more you want Allah, the more Allah will come into our heart. And then Allah Ta'ala will give us the courage to stay away from haram. And then the enjoyment to be in obedience of Allah. And the people of dunya, obviously they are disloyal because they don't know the value of loyalty. We think value of loyalty is in a nice car that I'm driving, the latest model. There's no achievement, there's no peace of mind in that car. End of the month, you have taken that car on HP. You can't sleep. You can't turn left or right. You don't know which way to turn. So those people don't even know the value of loyalty. So why turn to them? Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has promised that you don't have to make your life difficult and go into dunya and earn so hard and go study in the universities, etc. You learn, come and stay in the company of the Ahlullah. And we see many, many young people. One young man, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Khadim, was a young boy, Pakistani, but he was staying in America. His father sent him to become an alim. Then he came to Karachi, he got so inclined to Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he said, Hazrat, I want to stay in your khidmat. After 2-3 years, when his father came and saw that my son is in the khidmat of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, in the beginning he felt a bit sad, that I sent him to become alim, what is doing here? Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib realized father is feeling a bit sad. In the night majlis, when Hazrat told him, give bayan, and his father heard his bayan, he was shocked, speaking like a great alim. So what you will get in the company of the man of Allah, if you go to Darulum, you study 6 years, but if you don't come at the feet of Allah, the man of Allah, all that also put together, you won't get peace of mind. You see, today even students, after becoming alim also, now they want to look for this degree, that degree, and make their life more miserable. So Allah make us understand. So Allah says, then why give your heart to the people of dunya? Why should I make my life difficulty and put my life into difficulty and put all out of stupidity and ignorance that I go into such a world where I break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me not go in such a world, I'll never find peace. And today whoever it is, even ulama who have went in that type of world, university or in fame and that, Allah save me, all of us, they are not getting peace at all. Just going through misery. And all the time you won't know how to come out, but just be humble yourself and come at the feet of the Allah wala. And Hazrat explained that this whole dunya which you are running up to is what? Ye but, your mustad, ye sarafa, gulam unka banu to kyuk. So Hazrat says, this whole dunya, what, where we running after? Whatever it may be you're running after, it's a boot, it's an idol. What can an idol do to you? Your car, what can it do to you? You have to service your car. You have to fill petrol. It's not going to just move on its own, etc. You have to do everything. Your shop also, it's not just going to open on its own. So you become the slave of your shop, of your car, of your degree. How foolish are you? So Hazrat says, why should I become a slave of all these idols? Let me become a slave of my creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala will take such care of me. Ghulam ka bhi ghulam ban kar. That I am a slave, I am a slave of Allah. So why should I become a slave of another person who is also a slave of Allah? So I'm devaluing myself. To be directly the slave of Allah is the greatest position. The highest position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The slave of Allah, and he showed us how to love like a slave of Allah. Humble ourselves and follow his lifestyle. And why Allah Ta'ala took him in this Mubarak month right to the Arsh of Allah, Mi'raj, and he brought back for us the greatest gift of Salah. So if we learn in the company of our Shaykh, what is Salah? Try and bring it into my life. Then see the enjoyment of Salah. Otherwise you're in your business and you got no time for Salah. Allah give us tawfiq. Ye mana hai humne chaman mein محفوظ رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدہ، مگر نشے من جو عارضی ہو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤ. How beautifully Hazrat has painted the picture for us. Yet we say, what we can do all the time in the majlis of the Ahlullah? We have to go out and study, we have to go out and work. So Hazrat says, we understand, like that nightingale, that outwardly they put a cage for him, and they beautify that cage. Very colorful cage also, and they put a bell also, and they put some strings in that car, in that cage also. So outwardly for that bird, which they put in that cage, it looks like very comfortable and very nice. Like outwardly it looks like your perks you're going to get. You'll buy this house, you'll buy that car, and you'll be enjoying yourself, but you'll never get enjoyment. Hazrat says that even if you got everything of dunya, but you don't have Allah Ta'ala, and even if it belongs to you, then Hazrat says like this bird that is staying in the cave, but it is temporary. So what? Why should I make that my home? Why should I make something temporary my home? Allahu Akbar. Just on the supper we heard, Shabi Saluji said that Hazrat Hakim Sahib told one of his friends that don't build such a house in this dunya that you don't feel like leaving it. Where this dunya is just not our dream world. Our house is akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq understanding. And finally Hazrat teaches us, Mujhe to akhtar sukune dil, gar mila hai to bas ahle dil ke dar par. To unke dar ko main apna maskan sami mein dil se na kyun banau. Now Hazrat is giving us his crux of his life in that old age that he went through the mull of finding Allah. And what love Hazrat had for Allah Ta'ala, the great Ahlullah used to say, and man of Ulum used to say, if you want to see love in bodily form, look at Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah. All the time just talking about Allah. And today we see that the beautiful example in our Shaykh, all the time just want to be talking about Allah Ta'ala. Never get tired, going to be resting also, still talking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the friends will get tired. They don't get tired of talking to Allah. So Hazrat says, if I found just peace in the company of my beloved Mashayikh, then why shouldn't I, with the firmness of my heart, should make this my home? That as much as I can, come to the majalis of my Shaykh and sit in his company and take from the heart that beautiful jewel of the connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that Hazrat is saying, take this advice of mine. And really, this is the advice I should take and we all should take. Allah give us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Chapter number 9, Kitab Hayatul Muslimin. Taking special care to fulfill the rights of Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has revealed to me that all people should inculcate humility, to so much so that no one becomes proud over another and no one commits oppression on another. All people should inculcate humility so that no one becomes proud over another and no one commits oppression on another. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is not merciful to a person who has no mercy on others. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, endeavor to fulfill the needs of widows and orphans. He who does so is equal in thawab to one who strives in jihad. Another narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, one who cares for an orphan, whether the orphan is related to him or not, will be together with me in Jannat like this. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying so, he indicated with his forefinger and middle finger, separating both slightly, slight amount of difference, to do like this with me in Jannat. Indeed, the reward is tremendous. It is no small reward to be a neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat. The reason for slightly separating the two fingers and not placing them together is that after all there will be a difference. A non-Nabi can never be on par with a Nabi. Umar ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu raised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will observe Muslims as one body in regard to mutual love and affinity. When one part pains, the entire body is affected. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu raised that whenever someone came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with a need, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would advise the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to intercede on behalf of the one in need so that they who intercede may participate in the thawab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides will be commanded on the tongue of his Rasul. That is, whatever Allah Ta'ala wished the needed to obtain, he will get it. but the intercessor too will obtain his share of thawab so easily. Interceding on behalf of another should be only when the one who is being petitioned is not displeased by the intercession, as was the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who himself encouraged the Sahaba radiallahu anhu to intercede on behalf of the one in need. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Assist your Muslim brother, whether he be the oppressor or the oppressed." Someone asked, "How is he to be aided in committing oppression?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Restraining him from committing oppression is to aid him. Even the oppressor, you can stop him from committing the oppression." One hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He does not oppress him, nor does he desert him in need and difficulty. He who remains in the service of his Muslim brother, Allah remains in his service. He who removes a hardship from a Muslim, Allah will remove from him a difficulty or the hardships of Qiyamah. He who conceals the faults of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults in the day of Qiyamah." One hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Despising a Muslim is a sufficient evil in a man. Even if a man has no other evils in him, besides the evil, this one evil of holding other Muslims in contempt, looking down upon them, he has been overwhelmed by evil and corruption. And for this one evil is sufficient to utterly destroy him." As Nabi alayhi salam said, "All things of a Muslim are sacred, and to be honored by other Muslims, his life, property and honor must be respected." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.